Now, there's been a comprehensive scientific review of research published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, no less, which found that eating more protein, well past the amounts, in fact, currently recommended, can significantly augment the effects of lifting weights, especially for people who are past the age of 40. We thought we'd delve into this one a little bit more deeply. Dr. Joe Kosterich is standing by. G'day, Dr. Joe.
G'day, Ed.
Look, of all the things that we're deficient in, and that includes getting enough of our daily veggies, having enough water, our vitamins, we're not bad as a nation with protein levels, but this is saying maybe eat even a little bit more than we do.
Yeah, look, this is interesting work. And it did look at about 1,800 people in a number of different studies, and specifically over the age of 40, but I don't think we can say that it doesn't apply under that age. Mm. A problem you don't hear a lot about, especially in an older age group, is called sarcopenia, which is loss of muscle mass. Mm. And as people can get older, we hear about osteoporosis, where the bones get a little bit not as strong and people are more likely to break them if they fall. But one of the reasons people fall, if the muscles aren't quite as strong, then their strength is a bit less, and that also makes them more likely to fall. And muscle mass is maintained through resistance-type exercise, so using weights, whereas walking, running, jogging, swimming, which is all excellent forms of exercise, doesn't tend to build muscle mass. So there's a lot of concentration on keeping fit, but we hear less about building muscle. And as we have an aging population and we want people to remain sort of as healthy as they can be and independent, then lifting some weights, and we're not talking heavy weights, we're not trying to be, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger here, but the importance of resistance training doesn't get a lot of airplay. And of course, a bit like building a house. If you want to build a house and the builder shows up and there's no bricks and you've got a vacant block, you're probably not going to get a lot of house happening. So protein is the building blocks of muscle. So to power the to power the body, we need energy, and energy comes from fats and carbohydrates. But the building blocks for our muscle is protein. And people often get quite scared that if they're going to eat more protein, that it's going to cause problems, or they're going to turn into, particularly women get concerned, they're going to bulk up. It's not going to happen at the sort of levels which are needed just to maintain and keep muscle mass and, I suppose for both genders, but particularly for women, also maintain muscle tone.
Yeah, good stuff. I mean, we're talking about weights, not giant overhead presses that you can do just one repetition of. Lifting weights somewhere in the order of 10 to 20 repetitions before you're really quite tired and need to put the thing down. But that's weight resistance type exercise. So let's talk about protein consumption, because this is the second part of the study. We need to eat more than we previously were thinking. What sort of amounts are being recommended?
Yeah, look, what they found is that, like as you'd expect with most things with the body, up to a certain point it seemed to be beneficial, and beyond that there was no further benefit. And the figure found was about 1.6 milligrams per kilogram of body weight. So mm-hmm. for somebody who weighed about 70 kilos, you're talking about 100 grams per day.
Okay.
It's not a massive amount. And it's interesting because often when these studies come out, you'll sometimes get various groups, and often the dietitians say, oh, no, it's dangerous to eat too much protein. 100 grams of protein for somebody who weighs 70 kilos is not a massive amount. If people are pretty much just living on protein, that's never a good idea. We want to have all the food groups in our diet. And there was a case, and I think it's important to note, last year of a lady south of Perth who put herself on an almost pure protein diet and had a very rare genetic condition, which means she couldn't process it, and it was a very tragic outcome. But for people who don't have that fairly rare condition, then if they do have some extra protein, it's not going to be a problem. And you can get it from your diet. You can get supplements. Certainly there's big business behind selling protein supplements, and it's not wrong to have one of those before or after a workout. But, meat, fish, chicken, eggs, cheese, dairy, there's a lot of sources of protein. For vegetarians and vegans, there are vegetable sources of protein, particularly through red kidney beans and soy and a few other products. Often it's harder, it's not impossible, it is harder for people on a vegan or vegetarian diet to get the protein, and they often do look to shakes, and I'm aware that there are vegan-friendly protein shakes that you can get. But for the majority of people, you know, maybe rather than after, it's going to sound funny, after your workout, maybe instead of having a donut or certainly try and avoid a muesli bar, maybe have a protein bar.
Yeah, absolutely. There's an ever-burgeoning offering of protein powders. Anything stand out? Is there any sort of, you know, percentage of grams that we should look at? So minimum?
I think generally we want to look at ones that are lower in carbs and therefore have less sugar. So most of them, again, you've got to look at, and each pack is different, and it's so important to read the labels on these things. So I suppose that I can't really pluck a figure from the air because each formulation is different. It's just like bottles of wine. You know, each bottle of wine is a different number of standard drinks according to the alcohol concentration. Each protein powder that you look at the label, it'll tell you how many grams. What people are looking for in terms of their total protein intake, such from all sources, it would be about that 1.6 milligram per kilogram. But the key, I would say, is look carefully for the sugar content. Mm. And if you're looking to buy protein supplements or protein bars, and again, it's not the only way to go. You can get it from your diet, but look for ones that are low in sugar. For people who are wanting to avoid dairy, you can look for ones that don't have a whey protein. For people who don't have an issue with dairy, then obviously you can get one that has whey protein.
And they pointed the finger at the over 40s. Anything, any particular reason for that, Dr. Joe?
Probably because of that issue we touched on at the beginning about how as people get older, they lose muscle mass. And there is this sort of, and you don't hear a lot about that. And people are told to keep fit, which is important, but keeping fit doesn't maintain the muscle mass. It maintains the cardiovascular fitness. So we know that there is, together with potential loss of bone strength, just loss of muscle mass and tone. So that's the group that arguably is more at risk than, say, you know, people in their 20s who are probably, you know, likely to be in best condition. They're more likely to be the ones in the gym pushing weights. They're probably more likely to be eating more protein. So probably the ones over 40 are starting to think less about these issues, but it creeps up on them. So they are a key group that need to be thinking, is my exercise regime enough to keep me fit and to maintain my muscle mass, or am I just keeping fit? And that's a good thing, but do the other as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So an ideal combo, your cardiovascular exercise, we get the heart rate pumping, flowing, but also combine that with some weight-bearing type exercise. And we're thinking primarily, you know, not just your body weight, but also some lifting some weights, and then bump up the protein. Good-o.
Yeah.
Extra large eye fillet for you.
Very much. And just think about it in simple terms. If you want to build, a house, you need bricks. If you want to build, and the word has connotations, immediately people think bodybuilders. But if you just want to increase or support your muscles, then you're going to need the building blocks that those muscles need, and those building blocks are the proteins.
Yeah, great advice as always. That's an interesting one. Glad to have that reaffirmed, in fact. DrJoe.net.au is your wonderful website as well. You always delve deeply around the world for these sort of revelations. Good one today. Thanks, Dr. Joe. We'll chat next week.
Good on you, Ed. Thanks.
Nice to speak with you as always. Dr. Joe Kosterich there. Have a look at his website if you'd like to find out a little bit more.